Blog Talk Radio.
This is how we do, every day, all day. This is how we do.
how we do when we get down with Mary Jane. This is how we do. This is how we do. Smith and Wesson don't play. This is how we do when we break day. Click, 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 and night.
honest. Yeah. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October,
like
a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten cause the girl loved trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Till he rolled down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. When I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right-hand Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now. That's where you're born. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cut, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real.
Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. See to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of big loose fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect to when they reminisce over you.
Listen. Just listen to the funky song as I rock on, and that bird is gone to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy, like that, y'all. And it don't stop. Rock and Roll Crew for 92. And we out.
As I grow older, it was a long time ago. I've almost forgotten my dream, but it was there then, in front of me, bright like a sun, my dream. And then the wall rose slowly, slowly between me and my dream, rose until it touched the sky, the wall. Shadow, I am black. I lie down in the shadow, no longer the light of my dream before me, above me, only the thick wall, only the shadow. My hands, my dark hands break through the wall, find my dream. Help me to shatter this darkness, to smash this light, to break this shadow into a thousand lights of sun and a thousand whirling dreams of sun. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we are trying to cultivate a throwback vibe. What's your favorite back-in-the-day memory? Spin us a story, express yourself through poetry, and enjoy a personally curated collection of music, as well as something very special that we're doing tonight, which is celebrating my co-host's birthday. Now, before I bring him on the air, I just want to give a special shout-out, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him, because I don't know if you guys know how great this guy is. Joel Washington Atterbury is 51 years old as of today. He is a published author and poet. He has manifested 17 books of poetry during a time span of 4.5 years. He is the host of the Poetry Corner Show on the Let's Talk platform and also my co-host here on Epiphany Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Creatively, he does what is expected without correcting, aligning himself with the source of creation to bless the mic. That is his bio. And a little bit more about the king. Just want to take a second to tell you that I feel like I'm blessed to have met you. I'm thankful to have you and to welcome you here tonight. King, how are you doing, birthday boy? Happy birthday. Okay, it would have been nice if I would have opened your mic. Happy birthday. Welcome.
You hear me clear, though?
Yes, I can hear you, my darling.
I'm just happy to be here, you know what I'm saying? Brand new day, brand new feeling, you know what I'm saying? So I thank you very much for that introduction. You know, greatly appreciated, you know what I'm saying? Feels good to be 51 years old in this day and age.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A lot of my friends are not here. They ain't make it, but a lot of them are.
Right. It's a blessing.
And it's a blessing, too, to share the mic with you or not on this Epiphany Network and also Coach Corner. So, we out here.
Absolutely.
Leo season,
we out here. Uh-oh, Leo season. Scared of y'all Leos, I tell you.
Yeah. You don't go creeping around the jungle or looking through bushes. We see everything out there.
Yeah, I know that's right. Well, before we get started, I do want to take a minute to, you know, give a shout-out to our benevolent benefactor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Shouts out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this all possible. Just want to give a shout-out before we get started. But, yeah. What kind of birthday behavior have you been on today, my illustrious co-host?
Just been grinding, you know what I'm saying? Just grinding. The grind don't stop. 7 days a week.
Oh man.
I mixed and mingled all my business affairs, you know what I mean? So personal, poetry, whatever, you know what I mean? I'm flexible.
Absolutely. It's flexible. I feel you. I totally understand. Ah, it's a pleasure to have you here another day and another year around this earth. And
oh,
it's a blessing to be able to hear your voice. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Well, tonight, the vibe that we are introducing is back in the day. So how about, since it's your birthday, you start us off with a piece.
Definitely. Definitely some back in the day, You know what I'm saying? It's called The Dream.
All right. Like yours.
Born inside the concrete jungle in New York City, amongst the grimy and the gritty, life wasn't always pretty. Made moves with the hustlers who household a mother. Father's absent from a lover, mom dated others. Curfews was given, but as a youth, we didn't listen. That was the beginning, then some started sinning. Blocks became hungry for some dollars around power. Weed crack and powder was dispersed for many hours. Was seen in the day, was also seen in the evening. Hand-to-hand greetings, the exchange had different meanings. Though my occupation was working with these street peddlers, selling merchandise and shopping carts, ghetto dwellers. Members of a team that cleaned up on a Friday, our key had us programmed until we did things our way. Plans to walk away and get a legal digging job. But sometimes you have to do what you got to do when times are hard. King.
Oh, man. Bars. Way to kick it off. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
You took it way back. I love that. I love that piece. It made me think of a song. I'm about to play a little music to accentuate that perfect little vibe. All right?
All right.
What to give you, blood? 3 months, man. What you doing in here anyway? You ought to be home with your mama. How old are you, boy?
13.
Damn. Bastards must be running out of
niggas
to arrest.
This goes out to all the families that went through the struggle. Yeah. With no heart. It was all from the heart. Everything was real. Yeah. Dwelling in the past, flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl and 3 sons. But going through this difficult stage, I find it hard to believe. While my old earth had so many seeds, but she's her own woman. And due to me, I respect that. I saw life for what it's really worth and took a step back. Family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits cause we was poor. Grabbed the flies for the channel, fixed the hanger on the TV. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy, we survived winters. Snotty nose with no coat. We kept it real, but the older brother still had jokes. Sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I didn't know nothing, but mommy neatly packed the shit. She cried, and grandma held the family down. I guess mommy wasn't strong enough, she just went down. Check it, 15 of us in a 3-bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there, 4 in the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John, Johnny peed the bed. 7 o'clock, fucking roaches out the stereo box. She shared the same spoon, watched a Saturday cartoon. Sugar water was a thing, every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. And it was days I had to go to Texas with a note. Saying, Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke. So embarrassing, I couldn't stand a knock in they door. My friends might be laughing, I spent stamps in stores. Mommy wears the toilet paper, used the newspaper. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch, she's the neighbor, things was deep. My whole youth was sharper than cleats. 2 brothers with muscular dystrophy. Killed me, but I remember this. Mom's a lick of fingertips. So wipe the cold out my eye before school with a spit. Caseworker had to run it back to face. I bought a case house and try to throw us out of our place. Sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky. And ask myself, was I meant to be here? Why? Yeah. Mommy, I love you.
And I'm so thankful.
Word up.
All that I got is you.
It's all you.
And I'm so thankful.
Brought me here like this.
When I saw this in your eyes.
Sun, moon, and star, and them planets would exist in my space, like man, woman, and child. Understand, we got to keep it real with reality, and reality gonna keep it real with us. I remember them good old days, because see, that's the child I was, what made me the man I am today. Because if you forget where you come from, you're never going to make it where you're going. Because you lost the reality of yourself. So take one stroll through your mind and see what you will find. And you'll see your whole universe all over again and again and again and again and again. Yeah. That's me just kidding.
King, I see you're on your birthday behavior today. I am not mad at you. All snapped up. That piece was so dope. So
yeah,
dope.
It's a whole different vibe. You know what I'm saying? Yes,
like
being reborn.
I see. Like being reborn. I like that. Elaborate on that for me a little bit. I said elaborate on that for me a little bit. What do you mean by being reborn?
You're born. You reinvent yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're born to come back up. You know what I'm saying? It's like reincarnation. You're coming back fresh out of the womb. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? You're in a cocoon. You know what I'm saying? You're a caterpillar still crawling around till you get to your born day. Cocoon off. Born day comes. You fly.
Spread your wings. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. I feel you. It's a lovely way to look at it. I love that way of looking at it.
Good. So that's me. I'm always reinventing myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be here.
I know that's right. God bless. And you definitely kicked the show off just right with that piece.
Thank you. I appreciate
kicking off
that
vibe. I love it.
We in here. You know what I mean?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So, look,
I love
the piece that I've been working on. You said you love the
love the music selection. Definitely on point.
Thank you. Right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Glad to have you, you know, at my side. All these songs when I was... You said, Nick, you feel like you're back where?
So it makes me feel like I'm back in New York. You know what I mean? Like, first, you know what I'm saying? Like, back on the Avs and stuff. Wow.
Right. That's what I was going for. I was thinking about you all through this music selection. I'm like, this just gives me, it's giving me summers in Harlem and the, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
The boroughs and my city, you know. It's a wholly different type of love for a summer in those cities because you never know what's going to happen, but when you have fun, those good memories are something special.
You know, whether you're in Baltimore, Philly, you know what I mean? It's there.
Word. Absolutely. I totally agree. I have a piece I'm going to read, okay? It's one that I've been working on for this topic.
All right, that's what's up.
Mike is okay.
You win.
It's called Summer in the Ghetto. Let's go back to the summer of 92 when we reminisce with Pete Rock and CL Smooth And any day we made it was a good day, like Big Ice Cube say, when Project Play Play turned into Melee. Little mama with too many kids, the streets called a baby. And the hot girls on the blocks mix brand names with Old Navy. Bamboo earrings, at least 2 pair like Cool J say. The colors of the ghetto are filled with concrete daisies. If you look too close, it'll drive you crazy. But we summit in the ghetto like the vineyard could never. Here's to open fire hydrants and rebellion of firemen and weather. To those summer road rashes that made you better. To those cold case things that made us all a little colder. To those moments of silence that made us all a bit sober. And the unwritten laws you'll understand when you're older. The rhythm, the silence, the violence that molded her or folded her. I could spin you a story or two of what a hot hood summer does to cool black dudes, or what objectification does to a girl's attitude, how statistics prove what's always shows, that the temperature goes up, so does the hood's death toll. Gated in so close, life feels like a fishbowl, but there's a vibrant mosaic in those summers in the ghetto. Heat split concrete where the weeds take root. Lookout boys atop the roof, water ice and those little hug juice. And that little hug juice, penny candy and hula hoops, Rucker games all summer long, radios in the windows sing along or grab a girl and dance along. Pissy mattress flip contest, run into the store for cigarettes, underage pinned with a note, see the candy lady on the 7th floor wait. Why them juices burn my throat? When stolen cars did figure eights meant the playground wasn't safe that day, because soon after that the place would give way and 5-0 had a debt to pay. Here's the free lunches and paper plates, when what was made was what you ate. Or as far as my care, you could starve and die. And when you went outside, you better stay outside. When this was a sign, a signature of respect, then even to the derelicts. Remember Ray Ray stole old Gus government check. My block so stressed you could feel it in your chest. The evolution of chains around neck. The ghetto gives as much as it gets. So we summit in the ghetto like the vineyard could never. The ghetto is where the rock rose blossoms and thrives. It's a celebration just to survive. It's a hustle just to stay alive. But it was paradise in my childish eyes. So to these forevermores that feel like a forever ago, a shadow that stays cast across my window, to the phantom lids I can't let go, to the moments that I hold tight like mementos, to those days that paved the way etching grooves in our faces, the days when the spaces we made felt weightless, for the pain that made it all worth it, for the children that we birthed, to the earth and the moon, to days that felt like impending doom when all we had to hold on to was me for you, you for me, and me for you. To the dope 16 you laid down as proof, to the remix and the mixtape too. I watch your phase as cyclical and often subdued, to the time I loved you in spite of you. They say to those days when life indicted you and the days when it delighted you, to summer's past that I won't let go. See, we summer different in the ghetto. And that's that piece.
Well, there you go. You know what I'm saying? It's up right there. You know what I'm saying? That's old school right there. Remembering.
Right. A back in the day vibe, you know? Totally the way I was feeling, so.
Word.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Oh, I got a song that's going to follow that one that you're going to like. So we're going.
Girls, you know you better. Watch out. Some guys are only about
looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your man? You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. I'm a slam sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that your Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a friend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to win. Come again. With his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men, come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yeah.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement, the pretty basement, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child support late. Money taking heartbreak and now you wonder why women hate me. The sleepy silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the demon, stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
All right, King. You on you on this birthday behavior tonight.
Yeah.
I'm loving the vibes. I'm loving it. I'm loving
just
it.
It's in the building. The vibe is in the building. You know what I'm saying? Word.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm feeling like back in the day. I'm feeling like going somewhere and opening up a fire hydrant and just washing my car and jumping in it right now.
This music take me back to the times that have been the project where you guys, you know what I'm saying, in our project we had either the staircase that was all concrete or the ones that had, that was like metal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never want the metal staircase, but here you come. Concrete.
Yes, indeed. It was all concrete where I'm from, but yeah. Definitely some memories coming along with the music, for sure. King, how about we start opening up mics and see what our listeners have to think about our topic tonight?
Yeah, open the mics up. Let's see what's popping. Let's see what's goody up in here.
All right. Okay, first that we have on the mic is none other than Epiphany's own La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Danielle. How are you?
La Perla Negra.
Happy birthday, Joel. What's up, y'all?
Welcome.
I'm feeling the feeling tonight, you know what I'm saying?
As you should be. That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
You already know.
Yes, indeed.
I'm dope.
Yes,
poetry, y'all. Oh, my God. Yo, I was cracking up about the honey juices. They used to choke the fuck out. I'm trying to excuse me, but we've been running,
right?
Bringing them to us. The little candy necklaces sticking to us, and we still going. We still going. We're
yes,
going.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Feet dirty.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes,
by the time you go back in the house, you smell like outside.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We had a good time, though, because you know what? We actually went outside and we played with each other. You know what I mean? And
right.
You didn't have to worry about anything. You could actually walk around your neighborhood, you know what I mean, and just not have a too much of an issue. Now that, probably,
that was,
you know, it was different back then. It was really different back then. These kids, they go outside
really
and play, but they have more electronic devices and stuff to keep them occupied, because even when they're outside, they got their heads in some kind of device or something. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is the weirdest thing. I've seen that, where kids are just, like, straddled over their bike with the phone or the tablet. And I'm like, what is this even? What's the purpose? You're absolutely right. This is different times. But I'm definitely feeling those back in the day vibes. It got me thinking, like, I want to take my daughter back in time and just raise her in a different era, because this one is dubs.
Yes, 10 feet and the white kids and the pom-pom hoodies and girly.
Right.
And I love the ball haircut and all of it. Yes, yep, all of that, all of that. Double Dutch, King Ball, all of that, man.
Right.
You play Jack? You know,
oh,
play
my
Jack. God. I know you play Jack.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh,
girl.
Yes. I played Jack. You ever played checkers when you'll be rocks? One person is rocks and one person is glass. You ever had it?
Yep.
All right. Okay. I'm not the only one. Okay.
Who would play Jack? Yes.
I thought I was about to be out here by myself. Thank you. Absolutely.
Well, I grew up, listen, I'm a part of 12 kids. We played some games, okay?
To use your imagination, too. That was a good thing about it. You had to put your imagination in play. And we did a lot of that.
Yes.
Some of it might have cost you a tetanus shot, but...
No, you know what was the worst? Getting smacked with that double dutch rope when you jumping in there, and they, oh my God, you ready to wrap it around? What?
Girl, right?
Oh my God, no,
man. Oh man, that's a good one.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh my gosh. Well. I guess we got to get to some poetry here, because I can't wait. But we got to reconvene this conversation later, because it's a whole vibe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving it.
Definitely. Definitely.
All
right. Hey, so good.
Yes, indeed. Well, Pearl and Negra, you have a piece you want to share with us tonight?
I do. I'm sorry I'm not on topic, and I don't want to bring folks down, but this is what I got for y'all today, because it's my fault. I was preoccupied, and I didn't look at the event page. I didn't pay attention.
No. The show goes where the pin goes. That's right. Exactly. Throw it in the air.
Okay.
The mic is all yours when you're ready, babe.
All right. Thank you. This is called Solitary Love. It is said that if you stop looking for love, the universe will stop hiding it from you. I've lost my taste for regret. This time, no more of my time shall they get. No more patience in the build-up to disappointment of one-sided conversations where my side isn't the one getting hurt. No more accepting rejection and denial of their neglect of my presence, because
they want to go outside and play. All of this love I have to give, given over and over to the wrong one. Holding on to hope. No more wandering aimlessly, dissatisfied through the same dream. Back and forth, as if I'm some playdate waiting to be set. At least time was on my side, so I thought. But lost time cannot be found. Silly me. I really thought that turnaround every time was so damn. Oh, he still wants me, is what I said. And it was just enough for me. But he wasn't offering anything concrete. I'm over it. I'm no longer looking back. I have clarity because the eye of my heart is open. I know there's someone out there in this weary world that the universe will have bumped into me, and it will be the beautiful soul collision that I deserve. And his soul will recognize that my heart is a treasure chest of gems to be guarded. And I will give him the key. Never again will I be in love alone. That's that piece.
Oh,
my God.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
It was that line, the beautiful soul collision that I deserve. Ashe, I speak that into existence for you, sis. That is,
I know that's
I love
right.
that line.
Thank you.
That was very dope.
Definitely
very
dope. Love that piece.
Thank you. You are so welcome. Thank you for bringing it to us tonight.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I had a song that I think will follow that piece beautifully. I'm going to throw it on for you guys now. Thank you, La Perla Negra.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
One
love,
one mic.
Yeah. I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
At the family reunion, telling jokes and playing spades. Uncle Dave is on the barbecue grill. Grandma bragging about the blanket she made for the new baby on her way. Even though the daddy ain't really ready, this child is coming anyway. Yeah, Niecy made her famous potato salad. Somehow it turns out green. Maybe it's all the scallions.
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters. Today, I'm challenging all the poets to cultivate a sepia tone vibe, reminiscent of hot summers of years gone by. If you're listening online and you want to take the mic and share, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And just remember to hit that one so that you can join us on the mic. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, the birthday boy himself. Oh, another reason that you can call in tonight if you're listening online. Say happy birthday to King. Tonight is his born day. Happy birthday and welcome back, King. How are you holding up?
Oh, I'm good money up in here. No. No sleep till Brooklyn.
No sleep till all right now. I know that's right.
Where's the beef?
All right. Well, let's see. Looks like we have a few more callers in queue. Want to get to the next one and keep this party going. Next up on the mic, it looks like we have Tiffany's own station manager, none other than Poetic. How are you tonight, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm doing good. King and Queen Quarters. Queen Simmons, King Atterbury, happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that. What's goody, man?
Doing all right, man. Doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good. Digging the vibe and the flow to the show tonight, man. Fire. Just fire. Amazing. I love it.
Right. Appreciate it. Definitely appreciate the love, and I know. You know what we do. Are you feeling it, though? Do you remember those? I'm trying to, after listening to that song, I want to blame COVID for the fact that those types of vibes that have been displayed in this music seem so long ago, but it's such great memories. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when I think about those kind of memories, right, because I grew up in the projects, in the hood, in the ghetto, if you will. And one of the things that is never really talked about a lot from back in the day is when y'all used to have like a 3-bedroom house and everybody lived in that house, right? Your grandmother, your mother, your aunties, your uncles, your cousins, we all lived there, all in the same space, getting on each other's nerves, praying that we don't kill one another.
Absolutely.
I know that's right.
Absolutely.
But then, when those times came together where we would have our little get-togethers, we didn't have to wait for nobody to show up because, hey, everybody was already there.
Exactly. Take out a few balloons and a few of those little juices I was talking about.
Right. So it wasn't though waiting for somebody to show up. The only person that we had to wait to show up was my great-grandmother, right? She felt like she was high class, and y'all, we had to wait on her, and then she would come, and she would sip on her scotch and water and get wasted all day. But it was a slow drunkenness. It wasn't like a quick thing. It was slow. But yeah. Back in the day, that was some fun time. And watching my grandmother and my mama fight in the kitchen about who's going to cook what, and then my uncle being the chef of the house, he's like, look, y'all just go sit down somewhere. I got
right.
Yeah, those were some good times. Those were some good times.
Don't get me started on the spades table.
Oh, man, listen.
I touched it, but.
Listen, they had this rule in the house. No kids playing cards. So you know what I did? I sat and I watched and I studied that spades game like nobody's business. And I'm a great spades player, by the way. Great.
Oh, wow.
But nice. Yeah. Anybody can kind of come take this title. I'll be waiting for you. Just give me a good partner and we're going to run the table. But those are
talk
some
a
good
lot
times.
Of smack while you're playing. I think you can't play if you can't smack.
No, you got to talk smack. What? I'm a trash talker even when I'm losing. What? Man, I'm the worst. I am the worst. Like, bro, how is you talking and you losing? Easy.
Hold back on the Boston.
Yeah.
But nah, man. But it was some great times, man. Y'all bringing back some memories.
Yeah.
Oh man, y'all bringing back some memories.
I'm glad to hear it, and I know Poetic, you poured something, you know, to share with us. It's gonna keep this vibe going. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours, my friend.
All right. The title of this piece is called "Back in the Day." Back in the day, I used a tattoo artist to draw you on my frontal lobe, and now you're all I think about. It was in those moments we shared a strawberry shortcake ice cream with little doubt that we would be together forever, reminiscing about the things we did back in the day and never be lost in the fact that you were my around-the-way girl. Before I knew anything about diamonds and pearls, all I knew was I had the biggest crush on you, and one day, when I was old enough, my dreams would come true. I would leave the ghetto with nobody smiling, transforming into a man from a boy who was wildin', thinking about gold chains and matching outfits. Even though I was a social misfit, the light-skinned nerdy kid from Saratoga Street in the heart of Lexington Terrace Projects, where a normal meet and greet simply would not do. I wasn't looking for the girls with the big old butts, too. I just wanted to grow up and get out, leave all the pain of the ghetto behind. But I found out I was leaving all my friends that I grew up with. Charm City, home of the Orioles, coach now Ravens, what a gift. Back in the day, Jim Palmer at the pitcher's mound while Eddie Murray ready to knock one out Memorial Stadium, and Camden Yards was nowhere to be found. Couldn't wait to get to the world-famous Lexington Market to get me my chicken, Western fries, and jumbo half and half. Arnold Palmer, who? Must be a target. Let's not forget a good old-fashioned shrimp cheese steak, a pun, and all on the corner sub shop grill. Man, don't mention Good Eats unless you put some respect on the steamed crabs from Monroe Street Market. Monroe Street, yeah, in full effect. Basement and block parties, met on the club scene with hammer jacks and choices where them panties were definitely dropping. Trying to cop my favorite DJ's club tapes from the shopping mall that I was popping. DJ Booby, DJ Scotty B, DJ Mike Crosby, and who can forget my man, DJ Sean Marshall. The Baltimore vibe is truly fly and all. Shout out to the memories from back in the day. There's so much more I could say, but let me reminisce over you till you come back and say it's true. I miss them days too, like I miss you. That's that piece.
Oh, man. More
yeah, my
teeth
hurt the whole time. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was dope, bro.
That was a whole vibe. That piece was a whole
vibe.
I just saw that whole. Ah, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for this topic, man. It had me in my feelings, man. And I was like, all right, let me just go ahead and go in, you know?
Yes, you did. You certainly did that. Oh, goodness.
I had to pay homage to my hometown. Baltimore, Maryland, represent. Stand up. That's where your boy Poetic is from. Through and through.
Awesome. Awesome. Right now, Baltimore, stand up.
Yes.
Your hood. That's right.
That's good. Be more.
Right.
Yes,
man. Well, before we let you get out of here, I do want to ask. I got so excited. I ran with Pearl and their girl without getting a rundown of what's going on. We're at the halfway mark. Do you think you could give us a rundown of what we have going on in the Epiphany Radio Network?
It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the Erotic Love Zone. It's VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, y'all. Oh, my God. Thursday night is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Iron Sharpens Iron with Anonymity. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra. Sunday night, y'all, will be right back with the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And if y'all like this vibe, guess what? The King and Queen's Quarters will be right back next Monday for another edition of this dope show with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. back to you.
That's right.
Great run, Dan. We love it. Absolutely. Couldn't have had anyone do it better. We appreciate you. Always poetic. Thank you so much for bringing that Be More vibe to the mic for us tonight. Definitely love it. Definitely love you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
Keys. L. Swiss. Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. It's like the second time around, a teenage love. I won't hurt you again. This time I'm holding you down to the end. We back bouncing again, backseat of the Jeep, make it bounce like the 6-4 with Snoop and his friends.
Gentlemen, this is King and Queen's Quarters. We're going to call this a throwback slash edition. Again, happy birthday to my co-host, none other than King Atterbury. Welcome back, King. How are you holding up over there?
I'm good over here. Good over here. Good everywhere.
Good.
This is fabulous tonight. Like I said, the vibe is crazy. You know what I mean? So
yes,
I'm enjoying myself
indeed.
Right now. You know
what I mean?
So,
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad. You know, you're a special type of dude to be working on your birthday, but I feel like, you know. That's you.
I don't
that's
celebrate.
Your way.
I told you, I don't celebrate birthdays. That's not a part of my spiritual makeup. You know what I mean? Holidays, maybe.
Right. I understand.
You know, if I choose to entertain those things, it's a one-on. But, nah. I focus on life, people, places, and things.
Right.
That's what I focus on. Right. Yeah.
I feel you. I feel you. I'm trying to get that discipline, but, you know. Keep on teaching me. I'm going to learn one day.
I'm no teacher. I just live through the realism of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, the experiences and stuff. I see things before I even know things. So,
that's all very good. Special to know. It's all good. That's good to hear. Oh, man. Well, we're going to keep these birthday vibes going and these throwback vibes going and open up the mic for our next caller. Looks like our caller is none other than Tiffany's own Mojave. Mojave, welcome to King and Queen. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm good. Happy birthday to King Atterbury. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, brother.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
I should move on late, so we're ready to meet. Thank you.
Happy birthday, King.
Appreciate that, man. It's all good, man. Another year under the notch, man. That's all.
That's what it is, but you deserve it all, brother. You deserve it all.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, how's your evening going, Javi?
Oh, you know, the baby girl is here. She in the house, and she eating some Dominican food.
Yeah.
They watched the movie right now, and I took the time. I was like, oh, my God, I got a couple things. I'm saying I do this. I'm not going to read in Clubhouse, but they got me over there trying to do some stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to be in here. They were like, come on, stage. I was like, no. So I'm doing WD. Yeah, but I had to come by.
Always appreciate it.
Of course. It's the King's birthday. So you guys all for that. And it's a dope topic.
Oh.
It's a dope topic. Everybody been showing out. Vaz just came through here.
I know.
Rock it. I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel bad about this 5-minute piece that I just wrote.
I feel bad. I know it's going to be dope. Yeah. Well,
it's not.
No. Oh, come on now.
Nah, it's not. Van had me want to be off. Like, I want to go over where he was at. He's already off. He goes to Black Nerdy Kid. I'm like, oh, yeah. But
oh, I love it. I can't wait to hear what you had to say about, you know, your take on this topic. I know it's definitely going to be something dope, no matter what. So, when you write to me, Mike is yours, sir. Come on.
Right.
It's all yours.
I'm just gonna try this out. This is just thrown together. I literally was like trying to. I was listening to LaFell the Negro. I was like, I gotta do something real quick, fast. The pressure's on. Okay, but here we go. Just some of that's too loud. Yeah. What are you doing over
here? Oh,
okay. Here. Hear it?
Yeah.
You hear that, right?
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, we can hear it.
All right, good. You can hear me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? You can hear me? Okay. Bring me back. Back to the green of grass, wishes blown from dandelions, the line of June, roaring heat of July, and how the fireworks would fly. And each block, so who could make that block hot with the oohs and ahs of explosions that were bright as stars. Roman candles and the time Jose mishandled the M80 and damn near blew his thumb clean off. The soft breeze of a late night freeze tag and it being too hot to fight, and you getting a chance to fight another day when you feel the beginning heat at the end of May. The first two-hand touch football and switching blocks because the cars were coming too much. Back to drinking from the hose on the side of the house, waiting till the hot water ran out to get that cool water parching your thirst. I hope you don't get called in the house first. Being earshot, you can stay out till the street lights come on, never till the fireflies are gone. Nothing worse than being inside when everybody is outside made you want to curse. Dang. I really wanted to hang 6 days until Sunday school and church, and the youth choirs turned to sing. We was climbing trees, picking berries, young feet, walking everywhere, riding bikes with young knees, caravans of BMX, banana seats, and five speeds, looking for the next adventure to be. I remember. Ding Dong Ditch got me caught, and I had to go get the switch. And you better get the dope, get the good one, you know which. Back where play meant play, and you felt like you had all day to go to the new D play and building house sites, exploring, throwing dope bombs, getting chased away on bikes, and getting a 7-Eleven Slurpee felt like heaven to me. Drinking too fast gave me brain freeze, kickball and relay races, smelling like outside and dirty spaces, walking in woods and finding new places that made our imaginations grow. Back when time was slow, and a friend was a friend, and we pinky swore to the end. Back at the beginning of hip-hop, break dancing, and learning how to pop, we had this group called the Ultimate Uprock, but we didn't. We lost battles, cages got rattled, but we learned how to rap, and we did that well. Three championships will make your head swell. Back to when a kiss meant everything, and hand-holding meant that we go together, and girl, I'm gonna love you forever. I still remember the 107.5 Freaky Clock and WBLS Quiet Storm Pause tape, the first breakup, and the wait. That you felt like, do you like me? Check the box, yes or no. Back to when a barbecue meant it all. Cold TNC sodas, lemon lime, a grapefruit crunch was super great. Your uncle gave you a sip of that Colt 45 and people calling a job, and suddenly you became very sleepy. When creepy movies made you question going to the bathroom, turning on all the lights because you might meet your doom. My aunt told my brother not to let me watch Blackula. Mama Waldy was almost a death of me. Back to my youth when we throw frisbees on top of the roof and say, what goes up really doesn't come down. Back. Oh.
So peace, Javi.
Oh, my cheeks. Yeah. You guys, I'm like, oh. Right.
I like that.
Walk through your childhood. That was really dope and colorful. Go ahead, Ken.
Dope ass show, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody coming through with some hot pieces. You know what I'm saying? Like, Pearl said, stars here. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days when I was young.
Right, exactly. Oh, man. I'm like, listening to that, like, it's so crazy how everybody can grow up in different socioeconomic situations and different backgrounds, different states, different places, and we have such similar stories that you can relate to. So I'm sitting here with my cheeks, like, I remember when kids getting their fingers blown off with fireworks because they had them too early, or like staying outside or going to get that switch, and you just bought a whole vibe. I love that piece. That was really dope.
No, you know, the rumor, yo, what happened the whole thing? Yo, he almost blew his thumb clean off.
Yo, and that was the story until he got back from the hospital. His whole thumb fell off.
You know, because whenever you are, like, I don't care what nobody tells anybody, your MA is like a quarter stick of dynamite, right? So, of course, everybody's trying to figure out what to do with an M80. So if he was really dope, you could go to M80 to throw it someplace before it goes off. But, you know, this dude, he held on it way too long, you know. And it's like crazy. But his whole family was crazy. You know, they used to chase him with Roman candles. He used to take the Roman candles and shoot it at people. So he's trying to set me on fire. I forgot the dog tape. Yeah, that one dog. You that one dog in the block that chase everybody. He'd be like, you gotta go through that block if you want to get to this. The dog come out,
right?
Ah!
So you emotionally prepare yourself.
They'd be like, how we get bit? Because he's slow. That's what happened.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that was definitely a vibe. You say you just wrote that piece?
Yeah, I just wrote it.
Yeah, that was definitely dope. Oh man, I appreciate you. Appreciate you coming through for that. Okay. Well, kings to have
you. Appreciate you, man.
I talk too much.
Thank you. I had to
brother,
go through.
Love you, man.
The king.
Appreciate
birthday,
everybody. Yeah, man.
Well, happy birthday, King.
Yeah.
We will have you. Before we let you go, do you want to give us a little bit more insight as to what the phenomenal show that you have coming up tomorrow night?
I'm telling you, like, so for years, like, it's important, right? So I believe in vision quests and stuff like that. So it's important to get to fly people. So with this person, Dr. Rebecca DuPaz, who's actually one of the curators of the African American History Museum, like, she really did that. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm the first homie man. I saw her. Right, and I was like, I know you, but I didn't want to run up on her. And then I was, like, upset because, you know, they had a bunch of white kids, like, laughing and having fun in the thing. I was like, okay, listen, you're in the wrong place. I feel like smacking all y'all. Because they was cutting off, which kind of distracted me, you know, which kind of, they was, like, acting dicks. And I was like, who bought you this? Like, for what? You didn't need this culture.
Right.
You don't care. So, but Athena, I worked with her. I've seen her on multiple occasions. She's a phenomenal poet. I've been on her IG show and all kinds of stuff. And finally, I got a chance. Her schedule opened up, and she came. And so I was like, clear the way. She's super dope, dynamic, a fire-ass poet, a great conversationalist. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm so proud. Like, I'm overexcited to actually have her come on the show because she's super damn dynamic. And, you know. And she's watching. So we're going to be over here tomorrow at Flaxby. You know, I'm going to encourage everybody, all hands with that, come through. Meet this dynamic individual. Super dope, incredible poetry. I think we all can learn something, all see something, all do something. So Dr. Rebecca DuPaz here on Flaxby Open Mic, number 21. It's 777s, baby. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. 777s. Going down.
Absolutely. All right. Sounds good. Definitely. Making my business to be there, and we can't wait. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night, Dynamic Show. Mojave, thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate you always.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
One love, one mic.
All right, I'm going to bring this song back.
I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day,
when I was just a little nigga, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas, singing the blues, that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying, yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on the bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me pay. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody say, I remember way back when. And everybody say, I remember way back when. And everybody say, I remember way back when. What? Back in the days. When? Back in the days. I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high. In seventh grade, I hated school.
Wish it had blown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown-up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys, like for the boys' basketball. latte's and footsie socks and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad, cause when JJ fed it supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of Fugees had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the boomers with the fat laces, cause it was either that or case with I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised back in the day.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore,
everybody
but some days
say,
I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore,
what?
Back in the days
when?
I sit and
back in the day. Well, it's the niggero, I figure that now I'm all grown up, because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job, and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I'm paid, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout, used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out, I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first, so
our way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did, but sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised back in the day.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid
and
anymore,
everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish
back
I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore,
back
but
in
some
the
days
when?
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember
way back when.
Back in the days when I was young,
I'm
not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was
way
young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore,
what?
Back
in
the
some days
when?
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was
way
young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
and everybody
anymore,
say,
I sit
and
wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was
way
young, back I'm not
when.
A kid
what?
Anymore,
back
in some
days
when?
Oh, man, Mojave really put me in a very reminiscent mood with that amazing piece, King. That was
dope.
Yeah. I feel like this is a truly dope night. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely a birthday bash for me. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm at one
yes.
of these things or something, you know what I'm saying? Spoken word event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I, you know what I'm saying? So much love to everybody that fit their piece. Right.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate all of the love. King, how about, you know, it's your day. You got some other piece you want to put in the air for us tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I have this piece right here.
Mike.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was just saying the mic is all yours.
All right. This piece I titled Check It Out. From the era of TDK, cassettes, and boom boxes, ciphers at the gym banging on them steel lockers, putting them on dockers, had pinstripe leaves, horny-ass Converse, Chinese mock neck, short sleeves, blowing trees in easy water, them joints were nice flips, drinking old gold back, nobody really tripped, nice shorties growing up fast from all the past, and the projects on the terrace is where home I crashed. I was good, bad, and ugly. Personality Gemini. There was no UNICY, only watch the stink eyes. Play ball in the park amongst the hoop dreamers. Even the twins got busy from the Bronx, Lena and Tina. My red light, green light wasn't special, it was regular. Mixed with molecular feelings that got better. Entering the universe during Galactian wartime. My son of a sunshine left mine's mentally grind. Elevator love, checking out older women who were my brother's age, had King really singing. Now, ladies, Jolly Ranchers, Moon Pies, Lemon Heads, True Dear Consequences, always play Simon Says. King.
Damn. See? Trips down memory lane are everything tonight. That was dope. Thank you so much. Look at that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, snap. All right. I'm going to do a little something different. In your honor, I'm going to
might read one of your pieces. How's that? How's that sit with you? You okay with that?
Yeah, that's what's up.
All right. This is a piece I like. It's called Clear the Way by none other than King Joel Washington Atterbury. They say the only way to see whatever's coming is to wait for it. Never shall I forfeit or embrace hearts that are morbid. Hold on to my beliefs and check the clouds for a message. It's sunny outside and rainy days sing a chorus. Walk a straight line without a U-turn. The quest is in effect. How could I ever forget what to expect while taking steps? Take, feel good, get better, make money, play the slots of life. Climb heights, rise to many heights while making sacrifice. Leave well enough alone, plant seeds on a new road. Create a new book from a scroll that's what you call self-control. Read the colors in the sight, see, keep it in the memory. My infinite energy is telepathic from high degree. And that's King Atterbury, a.k.a. Abdul Halim Salam. Copyright 2022. And
that's right.
Clear the way.
That's what's up.
Snaps do. All snaps do.
Thanks. I mean, it's justice on that girl. All right.
I hope I did it justice. It's definitely been great watching, you know, your poetic evolution from the time that I've known you and going forward and all the things that you're doing and all the things that you've done and accumulated body of work and to see you still working even on this day that I would be taking self-care if I was you. I don't know. But, you know,
my self-care is the air I breathe. So,
absolutely.
You know, I absorb it, disperse it, you know, rejuvenate, recycle it, and I'm everywhere. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I understand that. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Okay. All right. Very insightful tonight you are. I'm digging it.
Oh, we're going.
Absolutely. Oh, you know
great
what?
Birth.
It's a... You said the rebirth? Yes, indeed.
Rebirth,
I love
quick
that explanation, too. I can't wait to listen to the playback of this this show. It's going to be a vibe that I'm going to constantly be recreating. Can't wait.
Yeah.
But everybody has been great tonight.
That's yourself. Thanks.
All right. We'll play a little tune for a family. Bear with me.
Thank you. still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. Uh-huh. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. Family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair. One child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family.
off with my silly hands. And we're both going up and all right from wrong. Tonight is the night that you make me your woman. You said you'd be gentle with me, and I hope you will. I'm nervous and I'm trembling.
baby, baby. Ladies baby, and gentlemen, baby. Welcome back. Yes, indeed. Sorry, King. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. As you heard, a For Real Entertainment Network. It is the birthday / back in the day edition. We are celebrating the birthday of our co-host, King Joel Atterbury. King, how are you doing tonight, my love?
Oh, I'm doing real good up in here. I mean, enjoying the poetry, enjoying the vibes and the music. So everything is live, you know what I mean? So, hey,
absolutely.
Doing the music selection.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying. How about we keep this party going? Looks like the next caller that we have in queue is calling from area code 540. Area code 540, who do we have on the mic tonight?
The one and only Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hey, how y'all doing? And happy birthday.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Automatic Charismatic?
I'm doing fine. I was wondering if y'all had the champagne going. You know, y'all got to have the campaign for the champagne for the campaign. You know, ball up.
Okay.
Everything is in the air.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
For the campaign, for the champagne. I know that's right. Oh, man, I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and we appreciate you for hitting that one and joining us tonight. Tonight, as we said, we are cultivating those back-in-the-day vibes and also celebrating King's birthday. So how are you feeling about that? Like, do you have any particular memories growing up or from back in the day that you could think of, or do you want to express it in your poem?
It's something. I'm a 75 baby, so I remember Rod Stewart. If you think I'm safe, if you so come on, let me know. And if you want my body, and you think I'm safe, come on, let. People, you know, like a get up on the dance floor. Everybody get up.
Yeah.
Get up on the dance floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I mean, I was a kid, a little chill child when I heard people. When I was in Detroit. My sister and I used to dance a flashlight. You know, we dance a Nucleus jam on it. What's that? The Double Dutch, Frankie, the Double Dutch Bus.
Not the Double Dutch Bus. Oh, my gosh.
Double Dutch Bus coming down the street. Everybody almost suffer your feet. Get on the bus. Yeah, you know, fair, because this is Double Dutch. But how I remember some of the words, I have no idea. And I'm 46.
Hey, stick
but
with you.
I was a child. Those my memories. That was my child memories. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Oh, I grew up on a lot. I grew up on Prince, Mike, Michael Jackson. I grew up on Paula Bell. You know, Luther.
Yeah.
I think, what's that song? One Called Love. One Called Love. You know what song I'm talking about?
I can't quite catch it, but I feel the vibe that you bring in.
Love. Yeah.
Well,
I grew up on.
You know what? Yeah, it's that good music. That music from back then. Oh, I want to do a show one day just dedicated to old school music. Just
all music. I'm going to try to convince King to go along with that with me one night. I don't know. I'm going to have to soften him up. But it's his birthday, so. Oh, I'm ready for that. Get out of the way. Oh, my gosh. When you're ready, the mic
is yours. Your birthday coming up, T?
No, my birthday is. No, no, my birthday isn't until next year, but, and I'm not rushing it, so.
Oh, so are you a 70s baby? I know that.
That's born in 79, right in the end of it, so yeah, technically I'm
okay, 70. But okay, you 4 miles behind me. You 4 miles behind
right.
me.
Right on the
club yet.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't I barely made the cutoff to be the 70s baby. But yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely appreciate the memories and I remember that music growing up too. You know, I might have been a little bit younger, but I definitely remember the music.
Yeah.
Music was everything.
Yeah.
But I am really looking forward to his freestyle. Oh God, don't get me started. He saved
I'll
the
be
life
sure
of
night and day. Oh my yeah. I bet y'all you said, y'all saw Albie Shaw, y'all probably used to cringe. Y'all probably used to be all up in the TV when you saw Albie Shaw.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wasn't everybody swimming? After Nino Brown stabbed, what's his name, in the hand, New Jack City, light-skinned guys lost. That's it.
I remember the movie. I remember that movie. It's a classic, New Jack City. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I saw it in the movie theater.
Yes, but after that happened, the light skinned dudes didn't get any more love, unfortunately. Sorry for them. But Otto, I'm going to get out of the way and let you, present us your style, because I know it's going to be laced with all of that. Back in the day, love that we're looking for. So, when you're ready,
I'm gonna do a freestyle called "Old School Love." All right. Where would I be without listening to the old school? The old school is the part that touches my soul. It makes me feel like I just dance when I lose control. I was thinking about African Bambaataa. Rock it, don't stop it. Rock it, don't stop. Rock it, don't. And it's like I'm moving, I'm breakdancing. It's like in this life, when I was just a little man, and I was dancing on the dance floor, doing the water waves. What a way to have my body moving in place. I remember the boom box. I remember when Houdini used to say, one love, you're lucky to have just one love, one love, one love, you're lucky to have just one. That one love that I have for that old school love is so gigantic. If I had old school love, I'd move to a different planet. Give me that Stephanie Mills. Yes, that good old Stephanie Mills. What you gonna do when my love ends? Yes. Give me that Teddy Pendergrass. Turn off the lights and make sure you don't turn them on anymore until the job is done. That's that old school love. You remember when Kumo D had the Wild Wild West, the Wild Wild West. Old school felt like it was the best. Then I got to my college years. I was listening to Tupac. Me Against the World, baby. Listen to Biggie Smalls. The sky's the limit. The warning. What you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? It's old school love. Listen to all the great music. You see, old school love is something that just something I remember for the rest of my life. You see, old school love got me even think about when the Fat Boys. The Fat Boys are back, and you know it can never be whack. You see, I take it there, just like that. Old school love. You know, it's such an adventure. Rock it down my center of my inner peace. But now I turn the radio on, and I remember all the melody. But I'm just telling you, just like it is, there's nothing like the flavor of old school love. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, Lyrical Instinct is in the ball in for been dry.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard that. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, yes.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Disorderlies? No, remember? Then Crush Groove. Crush Groove was Yeah. When I first time I was seeing Sheila E. rap, that was dope. Mm. When I seen Sheila E. rapping, that was real dope.
Oh goodness, jeez. That's a trip down memory lane. Thank you so much for that, Otto.
Appreciate you coming through it, man. That was dope and fly.
Yeah.
Flash, all that, you know what I mean? Word.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Minnie Riperton, back down memory lane. I was a baby, a little boy, when I heard Minnie Riperton. I was a little boy, back down memory lane. Yes.
That was a young too. Oh man, we gotta finish this conversation in the event page. Look, meet us back here next week, Monday night, 9:00. We're gonna keep it going. We always welcome your art, and we love you too. We really do.
I got love for y'all. You know, I'm gonna say it like Snoop Dogg would say it. You know, I got love for you, for y'all.
Oh, I know that's right. Well, thank you so much for coming through and blessing the mic. We love to hear from you always. One love, one mic, brother.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Happy birthday again.
Thank you. Appreciate this.
Yes, indeed. Oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Automatic Charismatic with one of his well-known freestyles. We'll play another tune for us. Bear with me.
Loop, baby, you gotta get this loop. Yo, back in the, remember back in the day when everything was all smooth and calm. Yo, man, I'm building, man. I'm saying like, remember like back in like the 70s, 79.
Everybody was on our line.
Nah, 87. That was my favorite. Everything was busting out, man. Everything was lovely, man. Yo, get the f*** out the rain. Go, who the f*** is that? Hey, yo, Ghost, yo, Ray. What's up with y'all, man? Y'all nigga.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
Good old days,
well,
yeah.
Let's talk about the good old days.
Let's talk about them.
On the Allen, AK Shallon, brother Wallen, gunshot stone the phone dialing. Back in the days, I'm 8 now, making a tape now. Ray gotta get a plate now. Ignorant and mad young, wanted to be the one till I got blah. Yeah, my pop was a fiend since 16, shooting that in his bloodstream. That's the life of a grimy, real life grimy, and others know the habits behind me. Day one, yo, growing all up in the ghetto, now I'm a whip. Jet in the palm metal, in Medina, yo, no doubt, the guard got crazy clout, pushing them from down south, so if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck, cause these fiends, they got it cracked up, now my jokes, I'm not playing. Get his folks, Desert Eagle is joint, and put him in the yoke. And to know for sure, I got wreck and rip shots. I pointed to at the safe box. Open it up, kid. I want anything. Right now, boy. Word up. Dedicated to the winners and the losers. Dedicated to all Jeeps and Land Cruisers. Dedicated to the Wag 850i. Dedicated to the dedicated to the Lexus and the Axe. Dedicated to MPV Fat. Taking the fly, cliche, doing duets with Ray and A. Happens to make my day. Don't tired of busting off shots, having to rock knots. Running up in spots and make it hot. I'd rather put shows instead of those hanging on my living room wall. My first joint and it went gold. I want a lamp, I want to be in the shade. Plus spotlight, getting my throat all night. I want to have me a fat yacht and enough land to go and plant my own. But for now it's just a big dream, cause I find myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain. Cause times have changed and life is strange. The glorious days is gone and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grabs. Brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes. Receiving all types of calls from upstate. Yo, I can't cope with the pressure, settling for lesser. The God left lessons on my dresser, so I can bloom and blossom. Find a new way, continue to make more hits of Ray and A. Sunshine plays a major part in the daytime. The mankind goes face, carry a black.
Oh, man, Kane, it's been a wonderful night, a wonderful vibe, so many good memories, and all of the wonderful birthday wishes that came through for you tonight, right? Absolutely. Well, it looks like we have one more caller in the queue, and what better way to close out tonight's poetry than none other than the boss man himself.
No,
Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet. Boss man,
baby,
welcome
baby.
To King and Queen's Quarter.
Baby,
baby.
Hello, Queen. Hello, Queen Shrina. Happy birthday, my brother. What it do, man? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby brother. Happy birthday to you. What it do?
Yes.
Thank you, thank you,
yes.
Thank you.
I love it.
In peace.
Oh, that's how you kick it off. Yes. Thank you. It is great to hear your voice tonight, boss man. How are you doing?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm doing good, girl. I've been. I'm glad I woke up in time enough to get here because I had passed it out. You know, I had a good day, nice, relaxing day. You know, listening to the program tonight got me like, wow. I would have been threw my hand up, but I was searching for some old stuff that I wrote, and there's one particular one that a lot of pieces that I heard tonight was so much similar. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, and I think I heard you speak on it when Mojave mm-hmm. was in here. How so much like each other we are, so much. Mm-hmm. Are the experiences that we had, you know, although mm-hmm. we are from different states and things like that, and some of us are different ages a little bit, but the things mm-hmm. that we went through as children or younger people were so much similar, you know. See, mm-hmm. back in the day when we didn't have a lot of electronics, I go a little further back.
Right.
So we was outside playing, you know, red light, green light.
Right.
You know, it was hopscotch and guys spun tops, and we played with marbles. We played with sticks. You
right.
know what I mean? Turned them into
yes.
guns, turned them into slingshots, did things like that.
Yeah.
You know, when them street lights came on, your black ass had better been in the house. or you're going to hear your whole name in, you know, your government name spoken out real loud, you know. You know, things like that, you know. I don't know. When them streetlights came on, you had better be somewhere close by the house.
Exactly.
You know, so I got
it's
all that
universal
while listening.
Rule, right?
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's just so pleasing to hear, you know, those old school memories. And so I finally found something. I couldn't find the one that I really wanted to share with you guys. But I have a memory, sort of a memory. It's less of a piece, but more of a memory just written down, mm-hmm. if I can. And I just wanted to share it to my brother, you know, and also wish him a happy birthday. I didn't want to not, you know, come in here and let the moment pass. You know, birthdays are, you know, a great, I was going to say accomplishment. No, that we're here another day is a great thing, you know, because although the mess that's going on in this world, it's still good to be on this side of the dirt, you know?
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Very well said. We appreciate that. And we appreciate the peace that you bring through, because we know over in that vault is some amazing stuff, and we always welcome it. So when you're ready, boss man, the mic is all yours.
All right. Thank you. All right. This is titled Memories Through the Leaves. Memories through the leaves. The sounds beneath my feet as I traverse slowly in deep thought through the endless sea of fallen leaves reminds me of a time in life where the simple things brought peace. A stroll through a park holding hands with your girlfriend, sharing a bag of penny candy. A time where we spent less but got so much more candy. Candy barrels, Mary Jane's, Jolly Ranchers were called Twisters, and now our latest were huge like dinosaurs. Memories. Memories continue to flood me through the swishing of the leaves. I can't help but to swish them around. It's something about a pile of leaves that takes over my feet. Childhood memories. The excitement in our eyes when Mom bought our first color TV. I can still hear Mom's voice later. You're going to go blind if you keep sitting that close to the TV, boy. Then, you kids going outside for a little while. Where the boys spun their tops while the girls jumped double dutch and played hopscotch. On stoops, they played jacks, and on the sidewalk, we played halfies. Where we cut a tennis ball in half and Mom's broomstick or mop stick took the place of a baseball bat. Those were the days. I smile now as I stare into this vacant playground, seeing myself as a child. All the fun that we had, the games and things that we did through the leaves. I was so touched as I reminisced. Got home from work, booked my wife's broomstick, and went back outside to teach my kids halfies. And even found a store that sold old school jacks and spinning tops. Memories through the leaves. In peace.
Oh my gosh, that was so fly. Oh, well done. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you for that piece. Thank you for that walk down memory lane. Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was truly beautiful.
Oh, can I say something real quick before you kick me out to the dance floor? You know what? Have you guys ever stopped at a playground today and just had those memories?
Yes.
That's what I did. I went there. I had drove purposely down to where I had these memories at, these childhood memories. I drove past a playground that still stood. The chains for the swings still were there, but there was no place to sit. You know, it was really dilapidated. It was really unkept. And I stood there, and I held my hands along the fence, and I took and I went back. And this is when I wrote this piece. I was staring at the emptiness in this playground and how decadent it was. And but I was remembering when I was a child in that same playground and how much fun we had in there. You know, memories through the leaves.
And how vibrant the colors probably stayed in your mind in those memories and that state that it's in right now. You just go back there. I love it. And you brought it to life in that piece. That was so amazing. I love it.
And it's a true story. And that day, I went and I found spinning tops. I found jacks. And I went home and I drew even the, I got chalk and drew the hopscotch thing in the street. And I taught my kids and the neighbor kids all the old games that we used to play. I was really touched that next. All the old games, red light, green light, you know, kick the can. I don't know if you guys remember those things, but old things I shared with my neighbors and their kids. And some of the old fathers came out there. It was hard. It took me a while to spin the top again. My sons got it before me, but it was still fun teaching them the games we played before Nintendo and all those things came out.
Right. I'm going to make it my mission to teach at least four kids four different games that we played as children. Or at least get one or two of them to put a can on their shoe to make high heels. Why they don't do that anymore?
Okay, come on. Like stop it now. Stop it. Popsicle sticks or cans in your bike spokes to make that clicking sound as you ride along.
Right, or a card, a playing card, too.
Y'all got me reminiscing again. I'm so old, it's a damn thing.
I don't even say that. That Huckabuck tells a different story, and we're not even bring that back up, but it tells.
Yo, there you go.
That's a young man's game right there.
One more old thing. Let me tell you how far back I go. This is one more thing that's very old. When we took string and put one end to the end of a soda can and the other end to another soda can, and that was our walkie-talkies. We used to talk into that to each other.
I remember that. Oh, my God.
You remember that? Go ahead now.
That was perfect. Yes. Oh man, I love it. I love that walk down memory lane. That was amazing.
Hey, wow. Y'all got me reminiscing. Thank you for having that as part of his birthday celebration, because you know he's old school himself. He's old at heart. He's a young man that has an old spirit. You know, my brother. Indeed. I love you, man.
Love you too, man. Word up. Appreciate you.
Love it. Thank you so much for coming. For real, we appreciate you always. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Trina. Baby.
That was amazing. I'm loving all of the tributes and all of the love everybody's been bestowing on you for your birthday. I hope we made it a little special for you. I know you don't celebrate it, but I think it's at least a good time to take and, you know, tribute and show you that, you know, the love is real. The love is real. We definitely appreciate having you here for another year and wish you many, many, many more. Do you have any closing words before we get out of here?
Hey, I just want to say that I enjoy everybody and I appreciate all the love and the dope poetry, the dope music selection. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, we'll do this again.
Yes, indeed. We'll be right back here next Monday night on Epiphany Radio Network. Make sure that you meet us back here Monday. And as always, 7 days a week, 24/7, Epiphany is on its job. Well, it's not 24/7, but 9 o'clock every night. You can catch us here with a different set of vibes and a different set of poetry. As always, one love, one mic. Thank you guys for coming through. Love you, King. Happy birthday.
One love, one mic.
reminisce, I reminisce. Yeah. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back, yeah. 22 years ago to keep it on track, the birth of a child on the 8th of October,
like
a toast, but my granddaddy came sober, counting all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows,
yeah.
18
yeah.
years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten cause the girl loved trauma,
yeah.
In single parenthood, there I stood, by the time she was 21, had another one,
yeah.
This one's
yeah.
a girl,
what?
Let's name her Pam, same father as the first, but you don't give a damn, irresponsible, plain not thinking,
yeah.
Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking,
uh-huh.
Till he won't down, you would tear out your hide,
right.
On your side while the baby make a slide,
right.
But mama got wise to the game, the youngest of five kids, hun, here it is,
yeah.
After
yeah.
10 years without no spouse,
yeah.
Mama's getting
yeah.
married in the house,
word.
Listen,
word.
Positive over negative, over woman a master,
uh-huh.
Mother queen's rising the chapter,
yeah.
Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do,
do
when they reminisce over you, my God. When I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right-hand Papa Doc, I see.
Woo.
Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother,
yeah.
taking care of this. So who am I to pick up?
Pick up.
Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver.
Yeah.
But you can never say that as life is through.
Uh-huh.
Five kids
uh-huh.
at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
That's right.
Never been seen now. That's where you're born. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him.
Yeah.
But this man, the cuts, hear it all in verbatim.
Uh-huh.
Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older.
Oh,
we laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty.
Uh-huh.
Use your condom, take sips of the brew.
That's right.
When they reminisce
right.
over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real.
Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness.
Yeah.
Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point.
He
to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes in any weather.
Yeah.
My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest.
Yeah.
I strive to be live cause I got no choice, and run my own business like my aunt Joyce.
Yeah.
So Pete Rock hit me, no respect you,
uh-huh.
when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen. Listen. Just listen. To the funky song. As I rock on, and that bird is born. To the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy. Like that, y'all. And it don't stop.